This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Deep in Montana's Flint Creek mountain range between Phillipsburg and Deer Lodge, an Australian mining company is planning to mine for tungsten, one of several critical mineral projects in mines being proposed across the region. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality last week issued its draft analysis for a permit to Iris Metals Montana, LLC, the mining company that is pursuing its Finley Basin exploration project in Granite County. The company is a subsidiary of Iris Metals Limited, a company listed on the Australian Securities Exchange that describes itself as a U.S.-focused explorer and developer of critical minerals. It also owns a project probing for lithium and rubidium in South Dakota's Black Hills. The exploration project would be located on Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest land in the headwaters of Granite Creek, a tributary of Boulder Creek, which flows into Flint Creek north of Phillipsburg. Flint Creek empties into the Clark Fork River at Drummond. The company's exploration plan calls for extracting core samples by drilling 16 holes averaging a quarter mile deep, spread across 10 drilling locations in a 400-acre project area. The private mining company plans to use existing forest roads for access to four of its drilling pads, with the other six to be accessed via 10 helicopter trips per day between the project site and Phillipsburg, 11 miles to the east. The mining company says it needs 12,000 gallons of water a day, either transported by truck from an irrigation canal north of Phillipsburg or from groundwater at the site. Work would take place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from May through September. The company expects to start drilling now, in the third quarter of this year. The Forest Service typically requires a plan of operations for exploratory mining work on federal forest lands. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest has not released information about the mining company's plan to use the land, water, or roads. The Montana Environmental Information Center has been skeptical of several recent mining and exploration projects proposed in western Montana. MEIC Policy Associate Ben Catton said he's concerned about the potential impacts to water quality from the project. And while the DEQ analysis mentions potential displacement of some protected species like grizzlies and wolverines, it does not mention impacts to federally protected bull trout. Tungsten is a hard, dense metal with a high melting point and a range of industrial uses. It's also used for making wear-resistant metals in jet engines and ammunition. In recent years, the need for elements required in national security technology and other strategic uses has prompted a federal push for domestic critical mineral production, increasing mining interest in Montana and across the West. Like many other elements on the federal government's critical minerals list, most of the world's supply of tungsten comes from China. The Finley Basin project marks the second time in just a few months that an Australian mining company has set its sights on western Montana after state regulators issued an exploratory permit for a gold mining company probing claims near the Blackfoot River outside Lincoln. It's also one of several tungsten projects with recent activity in Montana. Tungsten is among several metals being sought in the much larger Blue Copper Project, which seeks to conduct exploratory work between Avon and Elliston. It's also the focus of an ongoing exploration project at the open pit Calvert Mine in the Big Hole River drainage, where tungsten was mined during the 50s and 60s. The past 2 weeks have shown extremes in high and low daily temperatures in Montana. Great Falls broke a record high last Saturday, August 1st, of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, then broke a record low temperature on Tuesday of 38 degrees. That's a swing of 64 degrees less than 3 days apart. Havre had an incredible temperature swing from a record high of 106 degrees last Saturday afternoon to a record low of 40 degrees 3 days later, a difference of 66 degrees in just 3 days. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.